If you want to listen to this episode or any of our episodes ad-free, you can do that now. Head on over to Patreon. Click on the ad-free level. You get all of our bonus shows that you've been hearing so much about. Plus, every single day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, you can listen to this episode or any of our other episodes at the same time, ad-free, over on Patreon. Everyone, this is David. Welcome back behind the velvet rope. She's here. It's the one and only Sarah Farasia.
David Yontip, Oscar and Elmo back together. Oh. Back together, baby. And by the way, can we all take a second to just Miss Yontip, this color palette of a baby blue and a maroon. I mean, it's giving me rugby vibes. It's giving me English vibes. It's giving me hot gay man, West Hollywood. I am a podcast king vibes. I mean,
darling,
you look good these days. You look very, and I saw him in person, everybody. His skin is so young. I need so much work once I have this second baby.
I say it all the time, good. And everybody thinks I'm making it up. A couple of things. OneSkin.co, 15% off with code VELVET. Everybody says, why is your, I mean, I'm not pulling this out of my a-hole.
And after you order code VELVET, code TSFS. Yeah.
See, OneSkin works because it reverses the biological age of the cell. Period. The end. You just said, this was like a trained ad. You said, why do you look so good with your skin? It's OneSkin.co. 15% off with code VELVET or TS. What was that?
TSFS. I mean, I'm telling you, those OSO1 peptides, baby, they are working. They are working for
but
you.
But can I tell you something else why it is?
What? Speak to me.
It is my 10% off with code VELVET roll-on. It is a 5-day fast. Now, here's the thing. Excuse me. It is a 5-day nutrition program. Let me tell you something, Sarah. You know how when you're going in fasting, you don't eat? Not on Prolon. It's not a diet. I swear to God, this is true. It's science. It tricks your body. And I'm not kidding you. I've told all these friends of mine, oh, by the way, I'm going on Prolon. They're like, I just did it. Mind you, they didn't do it with my fucking code. I'm like, I could have saved you 10%. All of them, I swear to you, swear by it. So what you literally open the box for like day one, and everything in this box, this is your day one. Everything in this box, this is your entire day's meals. Look at how much food is in there. That's a lot of food for a fast. You have these great bars and you have like all these protein powder. You get to eat all of this. And then the second day, so there's no thought process. Each day you get a new box. 5 days and you lean out and you feel great. So there you go. Your skin looks great.
Code VELVET. Is this the point where our audience will kill us if I say, I'd like to introduce you all to myoptimalbody.com,
Well, they say, why do you do ads? These are not ads. These are like, you're welcome for discounts.
I'll just say this. If you've tried Ozempic and it doesn't work, if you've tried everything, myoptimalbody.com is not a diet. It's a food program for life. They do a reset on your gut. Tell them the Sarah Fraser Show sent you. You're getting a free 30-day gut reset and a discount with the program. The best part about them is they do not want you to stay with them for life. That you do a 13-week program. At the most, they take clients for a year. And then you have lost the weight that you want. You've reset your body. And then you can eat. What you eat is what you eat for the rest of your life. MyOptimalBody.com.
But we see that's no, I mean, that's great. And we will move on. By the way, with Prolon and the code VELVET 10%, you just do it for 5 fucking days and then you lean out. You think this is a fast with all this food? Okay. We do have to move on.
I am rolling. Our audience has to be like, you two QVC hoes. I mean, honest to God. I mean, it's like, we gotta start a ticker countdown on the
Guess
side.
Guess what? Go and do another fast and pay full price. Go ahead. It's not going to work as well. God. So
All right, my
We're
love.
Sarah, you and I are trying to help people. If they don't want our help, you can lead a horse to the water. Okay. Speaking of which, ride a horse, save a cowgirl. Go fuck yourself, Kyle. Go fuck yourself.
Fuck yourself. Go fuck yourself
Go fuck
all the
yourself.
way to fucking Aspen, lesbian Aspenville. You know, okay? Kemosabe, eat my twat. All right. I have had it with this woman. Had it. I've had it with, actually, I want to know because you're very connected with Bravo producers, former producers behind the scenes. What is going on with the fact that we are learning more about Kyle and Mauricio's marriage on Buying Beverly Hills than we are on the legacy show, RHOBH? But I've had it. I have zero empathy for her with this, you know, save a horse, ride a cowgirl, wink, wink, wink. Oh my gosh. And then Morgan White, you do it, writes back the bone emoji and the
Yeah,
skeleton
dead. She's
emoji.
dead. Oh, cowgirl. Morgan, I'm listen. This is a live podcast, Morgan, honey. If we, you got to speak a little slower. And cowgirl, Mauricio. What? I heard Mauricio in there. Morgan, we were gonna have to come back to you. This is actually a live show and nobody understands you at the point. I'm sorry, Morgan. We love you. Yeah, Sarah, I had a little breakdown on my Patreon last week over this. So I'm glad that you share in my angst over this with Kyle. It's you're telling us it's none of our fucking business. Mauricio says, oh, don't be so hard on the producers and RHOBH. It's just the timing. It's just the timing that we were filming when all of this was happening. Not really. It's a Netflix show and they're just giving us more because they don't play games. Kyle is actually queer baiting us. She's playing games. It is our fucking business for your salary. Yeah, I think your rant is very well deserved today.
And if I have to see Kesha, I love Kesha, but I am so overseeing Kesha. And granted, I've seen her twice in these photos with Morgan. I don't want to see one more photo of Kesha. You parade Kesha out now, and it looks like just three, you know, lesbian gals
Threesome. Threesome
hanging
alert.
out, having a
Kyle
threesome.
Richards' new threesome.
I'm so over it. I can't even tell you how over it I am. It's giving me Bronham like vibes. It's giving me these desperate Mia vibes, Bronwyn vibes. It's giving me Taylor Armstrong drunk outside Craig's trying to be relevant vibes. Why
Oh,
is she working this hard when you're a star?
honey,
Oh.
I don't think ain't nothing more desperate than Mia Thornton.
And I know you're friends with Bronwyn, and shout out to Bronwyn, who I'm sure listens, but it's just,
I
and then
am
she's
friends with
not.
Bronwyn, so I am not saying anything about Bronwyn. I do really like Bronwyn. I do. She's my friend, so
Bronwyn,
there
I
you go.
apologize. There were just some
It's
moves at the
okay.
end that seemed so thirsty. Thirsty. I mean, it's giving me Tamrat. The rat can be
Oh,
so thirsty when you don't need to be.
I can't believe I'm saying this. I actually think Thornton is thirstier than the rat that scurries. She's in the corner getting our piece of cheese, and we thought she loved Munster, but the rat loves Gouda. Hi, Tamrat. No, I think Mia Thornton's thirstier, to be honest with you. She's thirsty, that one.
I mean,
She's
I honestly could
thirsty.
you, I know our listeners are over it. They want to move on because there's actually fantastic topics to discuss this week. I mean, with Candace Dillard Bassett's Candy Gap exit, Robin Dixon supposedly cut, Karen Huger heading to rehab potentially. I mean, there's so many things, but I could rant about this all day. I mean, cheers to Ted Sarandos, who runs Netflix. I mean, what a scoop. Buying Beverly Hills. I've tried to get into because there's another show. People have reached out to me. Are you watching? Are you watching? Are you
It's
guys
not
ready?
your favorite, is it? You told me.
It started out, I loved it, season two. It was like, it was out of the gate. The scenes with the girls and Kyle and Mo and the complications of a divorce and the sadness. I'm like, okay, this is real. This is what I want. And Mauricio is trying to build a business. We finally hear that the business is not going as gangbusters as, you know, it's alleged to be, because we're in a down market. There isn't inventory. You know, the interest rates are through the roof and bananas. People don't awful. Even get started. People that young people that own homes, like, well, you have deep pockets, but most young people, their parents are helping them buy homes. They cannot afford to buy a house. So finally, Mauricio is admitting, like, the agency, yes, is the fastest growing, but like, things are not good. So
in 10 days, Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes is coming to IMAX and theaters everywhere.
What a wonderful day!
This summer, one movie event will reign.
It is our time.
They stole my village.
I know where they're taking your clan.
Never.
Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, only in theaters May 10th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG-13. Some material may be inappropriate for children under 13.
You know how you always hear about people on a cleanse or intermittent fasting? They're trying to lose weight, and then you hear that they only lasted a few hours. And listen, it's really hard. I was one of those people until I discovered Prolon. Prolon is a revolutionary nutrition program that nourishes the body while making cells believe they are fasting. You guys have to try Prolon's 5-day program. You're delivered right to your front door. Snacks, soups, beverages, they're all designed to keep your body in a fasting state. Prolon isn't a diet, it's science. The box from Prolon, you open it and it literally has day 1, day 2, day 3, and so on. There's soups, nut bars, snacks. It's truly unlike anything I've ever experienced. And I see the results. It helps promote healthy blood sugar, support cardiovascular health, and it's leaned me out. So listen, right now Prolon is offering Behind the Velvet Rope listeners 10% off their 5-day nutrition program. Just go to prolonlife.com/velvet. That's prolonlife.com/velvet for the special offer. That's prolonlife.com/velvet.
It starts out great. And then you realize every single scene that isn't about their marriage, I think, is really boring. Like, they're arguing over marketing pamphlets. I can't. But I do have to say it. I mean, it seems strange to me. It seems very calculated by Kyle and Mo to make sure he has a hit show and let's reveal the things that are really going on in our marriage over here on Buying Beverly Hills so people have to continue. I mean, it's smart. If I were them, I'd be doing it too. I just hope I wouldn't be dragging it out as much as they're doing.
I agree with all of that.
Wait, one more thing to tie this up. I'm sure you also read the story this week. Kyle has hired a divorce attorney, so they are moving forward in their divorce, apparently.
I did read that. That's pretty shocking, right?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think you called it a long time ago, right? You always said they were getting divorced.
I mean, it's so over, right? So now I think, you know, I think it's interesting in that, like, is this going to get ugly? You know what I mean? Is this going to be a divorce of, like, we're splitting the assets? Or I don't know. Is there ever a divorce that, like, I mean, look, Kyle minus Beverly Hills money for 13 seasons stood by while he left Hilton and Highland and built the agency. Sounds like it's a classic case of I stood by my man while he built an empire. I think Kyle's going to get some money. I mean, he's going on tour. He's kind of saying fuck you to her again. Are you watching all these pictures? I'm so happy to be reunited with Mauricio. Mauricio's on the Dancing with the Stars tour, honey. I mean,
no, unfortunately, I am getting tired. I'm getting tired of the, no, I'm over it. I'm over it. Like, now this is beginning to feel like Scandoval. You know what I'm saying? It's,
yeah.
I'm bored. I'm over it. Let's move on. I want to see her dating Morgan. I want to see Kyle living as a lesbian. What was it for her? Like, I need to know what is lesbian sex like in your 50s for the first time? I mean, let's get to it, right? What people really want to know.
And Mauricio,
he's out there.
He's out there and he is afraid. We learned on Buying Beverly Hills. Speaking of that, because everyone wants us to review it, he's afraid to ask what is going on with you and Miss Wade. And Mauricio, I'll tell you what's going on. I mean, your wife's in love and she's in love with me. And I'm in love with her. But not as much as she's in love with me. I mean, I like her and stuff, but I mean, she's in love. She looks at me, and I mean, she's gonna get all your money, and I like money, and so, I mean, I guess I'm in love with her too, especially if there's some money. But she
And fame.
loves me. She helped my career. And my ex,
Helped,
Katie.
made it. Nobody knew who you were prior.
I'm a very accomplished country singer, Sarah. People knew.
I didn't, but go
Oh,
for it.
sorry for your loss, Sarah. I don't like the Sarah no more. I'm out of here. And by the way, my ex, Katie Cannon, she was on Behind the Velvet Rope. She swears I like older ladies, so I guess apparently Kyle's my type. I plead the fifth. I'm pissed at you, Sarah, because you said you didn't know who I was. I'm a superstar in the country world. I'm out of here.
Bye, Morgan. I do
You
know a lot of
upset her.
lesbians. I actually probably could count on one hand. I probably know five adult lesbians that left their husbands in
So
their late
liberal.
40s, early. Oh, everybody I know is gay. And
Ooh.
very progressive.
You really are. Wow, I had no idea.
I have
Who
trans friends as
knew?
well. I have trans friends.
Wow,
I accept
excuse
everyone.
me? Wow, you're liberal. Go on.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
So I probably could count five women who in their 50s, that seems to be a turning point, left their husbands. And the first woman that they seriously got with, they've stayed with. And they're together and they've made it work for many years. Now they're heading to they're in their mid-60s. They've been together 10, 15 years. Yeah, I know a lot. I know a lot.
Well, you are just so worldly over there. Here's the thing, because sometimes I dabble and dibble and dabble with the younger gents. You know, I say Mauricio's out there dibbling and dabbling. Sometimes I dibble and dabble with the younger gents. Here's the thing, and I'm not even trying to be mean, but you got to do the math, and you have to be like, when I'm 75, is my, 40-year-old husband going to change my diapers? Or is he just going to try to fuck the pool boy and steal everything in my bank account? So I'm just saying some advice to Miss Richards is like, I'm okay with an age difference. I really am. I'm very liberal over here too. You just gotta be prepared in 20 years when Morgan is 48, she will be changing your diapers. And I'm okay with that. You just gotta understand what you're. In 5 years, Catherine McPhee will be changing David Foster's diapers. We all have to be ready for these things.
I think they'll be very loyal to one another. My gunk also
Okay.
had age difference, 11 years, like 11 years, I think, and 13 years. And the younger gunkle always took care of the older gunkles. I mean,
But
maybe a
this
decade,
one's
that
30
much.
years,
All
basically.
right. Well, 30 years, maybe that's a big
But I'm,
difference.
hey, if there's any younger gents out there, 30 years my junior, DMs are open, guys.
We are both feet, by the way, today. So do you think we should, where do you want to go?
Do you want to go to Miss Huger and her she likes the drinks, they say.
Well, wait, I want to stay on the RHOBH island
Oh,
one more minute
okay.
because Anne Marie in the past weeks, we know Anne Marie has not been asked to return to RHOBH.
Yes.
I have a source
Okay.
now that I live here
Okay.
in Los Angeles
You do, you got
that
sources.
I don't know. This isn't really scoop. I feel like you already knew this,
Talk to
but
me.
Kathy is coming back. Kathy is coming back in a role, okay?
Full
And this
time
No, this person did not say full time, but this person said
friend,
you
official
saw
friend.
her at the reunion for a reason.
Did I say that like 2 weeks ago?
Yeah, you
Was
did.
your
And
mic
this person
on?
confirmed it. Maybe they listened to us, but this person says it's true.
Okay. I like a confirmed source. Thank you.
This person says it's true. And then what you're also right about, and I believe that the Daily Mail picked up your quote from when we went to Homeless Not Toothless this time last year. Anne Marie Wiley, is she not coming back because she is a conservative Trump supporter and she does not believe transgender individuals should be in sports with the sex that they identify with? Y'all know where I'm going with it. You know, come on. We all know the transgender argument. So anyway, I want to know what you think of this because you are a top-notch producer yourself. Do you think, supposedly behind the scenes, the girls raised a fit Crystal, Garcelle, they were anti, I'm sure the Sutton, they were anti Anne Marie Wiley being conservative, being a apparently she's an enthusiastic Trump supporter. These people do realize, right, that half of the country loves Donald Trump. Like they do, Bravo realizes that's half their audience, right?
You got a lot in there. I got to break this down. Well, first of all, I'm not sure that Bravo realizes that. No, I'm not. I realize it, that it's half their audience. Listen, I have this woman I call a good friend. Really, she hates me half the time. Miss Dodd, Kelly Dodd. And she tells me to go fuck myself a bunch of times. By the way, I have some people coming up from the OC, and hate to break it to Kelly, they talk about her. She'll slip into my DMs, tell me she hates my voice, tell me I'm gay, I'm disgusting, tell me that I suck, that she's more famous than me. All right, Kelly, save. We all know how it's going to play out. But you guys know I moved into a new apartment in New York City recently, and I needed everything, and that includes bedding. A friend recommended Cozy Earth, and I ordered their bamboo sheet set, which comes with a top sheet, a fitted sheet, and two pillowcases. I was kind of excited because Cozy Earth has been featured on Oprah's Favorite Things 5 years in a row. But let me tell you, this bamboo sheet set blew my expectations away. These sheets are so luxurious. They're so soft, but they feel such high quality and so high end. I got them in oak because my apartment's all earth tones, but they come in a variety of colors. And Cozy Earth isn't just for bedding. They have bath towels, bath mats, bath robes. I think I'm going to get a bathrobe next because who doesn't love a great bathrobe? And to me, there was no risk because all their products come with a 10-year warranty. And now Cozy Earth has provided an exclusive offer for my listeners. You get up to 35% off site-wide when you use code VELVET at www.cozyearth.com. That's www.cozyearth.com. She swears that she was fired too for being a conservative. So look, we said this, roll tape and dig up the archives. We have had shows about this a year ago. We went to Homeless Not Toothless. Crystal came up to me and she was huffing and puffing and saying, I can't get into it. I'm right. When I'm right, I'm right. You know, and this other person is wrong and blah, blah, blah. And that was right after the thing surfaced about Anne Marie and her belief on, you know, trans athletes and her husband's belief. And I'm like, oh my God, this is what she's talking about. You and I talked about it on this thing. And I'm like, I bet you this is all going to be edited out. So I hate to say it. Told you so. That's the rumor that this did come up. And that was what the real fight was about Homeless Not Toothless. And you and I were right there and Crystal was huffing and puffing in me. And we didn't see that. We just heard her call her a bitch and esophagus and this and that. And, you know, I'm not saying the esophagus was made up. I do think this was also something. And, you know, I believe that after, and this is what, right. So either they listened to an old episode of ours, and this is completely taken from that, which would not be the first time. It's happened before. It's kind of word for word what we said. Or this is true. But she isn't coming back. And, I'm not sure Bravo realizes the country is very divided. And we have a great ex-housewife of New Jersey, Siggy Flicker. Go on her Instagram. Lots of people are cheering her on with her political beliefs over there. So that's it. Listen, I feel Anne Marie, to me, is just like Diana Jenkins. I don't, unpopular opinion, I don't feel either of them got a fair chance. And I think they both could have made a great law, at least second season housewife. I don't think that either would deserve to be. I think Anne Marie did the job. I think she did the job. I think she did the job description. She should have.
So wait, so why do you think then Anne Marie was toast? Do you really? Then why was the real reason? Do you think the real reason was that she clashed with the women politically and then that was it?
No, I still don't believe. I don't think Kelly Dodd was fired for that reason. I think that, I mean, Teresa Giudice is conservative and she ain't getting fired. Ramona Singer is extremely conservative. She didn't get fired until we realized she was racist. I mean, there's lots of Trump supporters at Bravo that we're not firing. I think that, look, I think it was a boring season for the audience. And unfortunately, when we go down the list of who we could eliminate, she is the person that we could eliminate. And we are bringing Kathy back to replace her. I think nobody else is going. That's my prediction. If someone asked me right now what I think we're doing nothing except bringing Kathy in and letting Anne-Marie go. And think about the announcement that Kathy Hilton is back as a friend. I said it. I agree. Nothing happens in these shows coincidentally. Nothing. They show someone glancing out of the corner of their eye at someone hot, and we forget about it. In 2 years, when we have it, they're going to flash back to that. So when Kathy appeared on that stage, I'm like, oh, they're bringing her back. They're bringing her back. I said it. You confirmed with your source. And I think getting rid of Anne-Marie and bringing Kathy back, although not everyone likes Kathy, I think it's an enough of a huge announcement for the franchise that it'll be marketed that way, that that's more exciting than Anne-Marie. And I think it's enough. And I don't think anyone else is. Crystal's not losing her job. Dorit, I can't believe I'm saying this. She's still interesting to watch, but she's not losing her job, especially now. She's going to go at it with Kyle. And guess what? If Sutton and Kathy are off filming a video about how great of friends they are, yeah, maybe Kathy's going to be with Kyle against Dorit instead. Maybe Dorit's going to be her scapegoat. You know, Tamara was brought back and they said, the rat that scurries, let's wind this bitch up. I think they're telling Kathy, like, come on back and be yourself. But you know, I'm telling you, we're not seeing Kathy versus Kyle. We're going to see a unified Kathy and Kyle. And everyone, I mean, and I think they're really bringing Kathy back. To be honest with you, I mean, she's Kathy Hilton. They're thrilled to have her. I think they're bringing her back to save Kyle. The same way we give Tom Sandoval an easy edit. Like, we're not getting rid of Kyle. You can hate her, but we're not getting rid of her. So now, after giving us nothing and telling us to fuck off and it's none of our business, we got to do the Erica Jane treatment of Kyle. We got to get some people back in favor with, you know, the number one seat on the calling sheet. And I think a unified Kathy and Kyle will help certain people like Kyle again because of Kathy. And we've never seen the two sisters or Kim, and we haven't really seen Kyle unified with either one of her sisters, really. You stole my goddamn house. I mean, that was season one. So I think this is going to give Kyle, you know, she's going to flex that chest. She's going to be backed by Kathy. And I think we're going to give her a good edit and some of this audience will come around. I think that's the real reason we're bringing Kathy back. But I think she lost to Kathy. I think everyone else stays. So thank you for confirming. That's what I think. Ah, that was long-winded.
Loved it. All right. We have exits. And I want to know what you think of Mikey from Shaw's of Sunset being sued by Paulina. Ooh. And the images coming out of the physical abuse. She is documenting the very first time he laid hands on her. And I got to say, that guy looks like a real asshole. And he looks like he's on roids. And I don't have a lot of redeeming things to say about him. But have you interviewed Mikey? Have you interviewed Mike?
No, but I've revealed this on the Patreon last week. I interviewed Paulina. People who listen very closely have heard this before. I interviewed her. Remember I told you the story?
You did.
And I'm telling you, I'm not talking out of school. I'm sure I have the raw video audio somewhere. She was saying something and off camera, you hear scream. And it was not in English, but it was clearly the voice of Mike. I mean, we all know what Mike sounds like. He's on the TV and he speaking to her in another language. And she petrified and she said, I have to stop the interview. I will be back on the Zoom. She hung up. I said, she ain't ever coming back on. I waited, tail between my legs, up my asshole. She came back on. We finished the interview. I asked if everything was okay. She said something like, oh yeah, he was just like, I don't know what that excuse was, but I was like, David, this is also like in my first year. Now I would be like, girl, it doesn't seem like you're safe. Like, blink twice if you need help. But he was listening to the whole interview and he got very upset with her. And then this happened. She came back and I'm like, Jesus, I better move on. Petrified. So I witnessed that firsthand. I mean, I'm not making it up. I have audio and video to prove it. And look, I think pictures could be viewed in different ways. So I wish that I watched a video. I would be so, but I mean, I'm not doubting this. And he does look, I mean, did you see in one picture, he's like looking at the camera. I'm like,
oh, he looks, I mean, he's unhinged.
What type of sicko
absolutely
is this?
Absolutely putting his hands on her and, I don't even know. How do you pronounce his last name?
Shoed? Mike Shoed, yeah. Shoed.
Former fiancé Paulina Ben-Cohen claims that she was viciously, brutally, and repeatedly assaulted and battered by the Bravo star during a March 2020 incident. They are former fiancés. In a court document filed in L.A. recently, Paulina sued the 45-year-old former Bravo star for alleged assault and battery, gender violence, and intentional infliction of emotional distress.
Doesn't sound like it's so good for him.
He ain't ever going to be back on television, I would certainly.
No. No, and I think he's part of the reason. Look, Shaw's had bad ratings at the end, but they could have come back without Mike, but this was also right before the show was canceled. I think that has something to do with it. The ratings weren't great. Look, if the ratings were great, like Vanderpump, they would have said, see you, Mike, and brought back Reza and the others, but they weren't great. So it's just all, I think it helped lead to the end of Shaw's, but I don't think it caused it. No, I don't think he'll ever be back on television. No, no, awful. Darling. No, it's not going to happen. Anyone out there who's ever hired for their business knows what I'm talking about when I say, how great does it feel when you actually fill a job and close out a job search? But what if I told you you can get rid of the search and just match? You can with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform that has a matching engine that helps you find qualified candidates fast. Before I had Indeed, when I used to hire for this podcast, it was so grueling. I had to go through so many unqualified candidates. It wasted hours. I also have ditched the busy work and I've used Indeed for this business for scheduling, screening, messaging, and the people that I've hired to help me work on this podcast, editors, PR, marketing, transcribers, they're all really qualified. Do you know that in the time I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed? And get this, listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/velvet. Just go to Indeed.com/velvet right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/velvet. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. What do Lala, Kent, and Bubbly Sparkling Water have in common? They're both growing their families. That's right. Just when you thought it couldn't get any better, the sparkling water that brings such a smile to your face, the sparkling water that I drank for all these countless hours of Housewives that I watch, now is introducing Bubbly Burst. Of course, as always, there's zero added sugar. It's low calorie. It's a sparkling water beverage with extra fruit flavor. What could be better? Bubbly Burst. It's bursting with fruit flavor. And just like choosing your favorite housewife or franchise, choosing a favorite flavor is so hard. They have peach mango, triple berry, cherry lemonade, watermelon lime, pineapple tangerine, and tropical punch. Oh my God, it tastes so good. But don't take my word for it. Find Bubbly Burst in a store near you. A little bit of a whack job.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, look, those images are terrible unless they're doctored. I don't know. I mean, and I'm absolutely saying those images are 100% real. And I completely believe he was vicious towards Paulina. Who would ever be with him? Ugh, no.
I mean, listen, you guys have to work out your anger management. You should never put your hands on someone, right? I mean, come on.
Never. He's too damn old. And look, women are nuts too. So men can certainly find themselves in positions. And I'm sure gay men are crazier than hell as well. So
you know how many battered gay men there are by the husbands? Really? I can go down the list.
I believe it. I believe it. These people are nut jobs out here. And of course, they're on every medication, as we know. Get in an Uber in Los Angeles. I mean, my God, their eyes are just as crystallized over as you can get. So, I mean, there's whack jobs in everywhere, men, women. But I mean, you cannot put your hands on someone. And if you are in that situation, oh my God, you do whatever you can. I mean, Paulina did whatever she could to get out of that situation. And I give her a lot of credit for getting away from him. Ugh. What an asshole. I mean, he was a mess the whole series, but you weren't sure how much of that was for TV or not, but it's like, okay, good luck. Goodbye. Do you want to talk Potomac? There's a lot to talk in Potomac.
We could do Potomac quickly. I mean, Miss Huger, Sharice Jackson Jordan has spoken out and said, you can keep counting my coins, girl, because the town drunk is out. Andy protects her, truly original protects her. Y'all protect her, but let me tell the people, This is the Karen Huger that stumbles around the upper streets of Potomac. That time you all saw the real Karen, a drunk Potomac. What do you think of that?
Ms. Jordan also alleges that Karen was at one point in rehab and never finished the program and needs to head back.
Wow. Karen Huger, you know, headed for rehab?
I watch these shows for fun and escapism. Same with, I never realized that Wendy Williams, for I never realized that Wendy was never sober. Like Wendy's been she just traded cocaine for alcohol over a decade ago and was an alcoholic for years and was falling apart behind the scenes on the Wendy show, but they kind of kept it going and kept it going. She, you know, I guess when she was kind of with Kevin, he propped her up, got her out there. And I didn't know that. So I didn't know. I have never, you know, I was in the D.C. region for 15 years as a morning radio personality in Fox 5 D.C. I had never heard the rumor she was an alcoholic.
You never ran into her bloodshot eyes.
Never. None of those women. I mean, Ashley and Michael were super fun. Been out drinking with them. But I've never seen Michael act crazy. I've never seen any of them. I had never heard those rumors. But
you want to hear something sick? You and I met last night. I had the one glass. I didn't even do vodka. I had one glass of rosé. I'm not exaggerating when I tell you this. I have a slight, tiny bit of a hangover today from that one glass of rosé. I need, something's wrong with me. So I don't get it. Apparently she had bloodshot eyes. And I'm hearing mixed reports. If you read a lot of the things, it says there was alcohol closed in the car. Someone, a reliable source, said, no, there was open alcohol containers. That's not what the reports say. But they say she refused the breathalyzer and she was like, refused to call Ray and they just took her away. And I mean, that tree don't look, and listen, this is like, I'm sorry, losing a parent is a horrible thing which changes you in life. But to say that she had an emotional conversation with her friend and Mother's Day is coming up. I mean, this happened in like mid-March, okay? The end of March.
Yeah, you're nearly 70. You're nearly 70.
Right. And Mother's Day is coming up in like a month and a half, darling. So yeah, it's coming up, but it's not coming up like in an hour. It's coming up in a month and a half. And you were driving, I mean, great try for the mother sympathy card. And you were driving home and you were crying so hard that you couldn't see anymore. Well, even if that is the case, you pull over, but now you swerve off the road to avoid an oncoming car. I mean, were you in their lane? Did you just think they were in your lane because you were trashed? And I mean, did you see that tree? Did you see that tree?
I did.
It looked like such a simple thing there. It seems like she took it out.
Thank you for laying out that story. I don't buy any of these excuses. You're nearly 70. Call an Uber.
I mean, and listen, I'm doing a show on Patreon about how we're in trouble with Housewives. Like everyone, Miami, it's on pause until September. They announced it. I don't know if Miami's ever coming back. I got to deep dive that. Potomac, this is not, people are getting a little confused behind the scenes. We're not starting to film Potomac right away because of this. Guess what? I have newsflash. After the reunion, we're going to have a little hiatus for Potomac too. Mark my words. Oh, you're wrong. No, we're not starting right away just because of this. This is not Tom and Erica. Beverly Hills.
I think Potomac is in
big trouble. You guys are living. You got to come back to reality, everybody. We have a real problem with Housewives. It's over. It is actually the beginning of the end. I you have to face reality here. You have to.
So what do you believe to be true and not in this mix? And do you think this is fairly unprecedented? Candy Gal is leaving. Now, I am not surprised to hear this because I have thought on this current season of RHOP, which just had the finale a few weeks ago, I believe that they have iced out Candy Gal. I believe much like they did with Reality Von Deese, the women collaborated behind the scenes. And I think According to Andy Cohen, there's no way this group of women can move forward. They can't find any alliances. There's no forgiveness. And I think they intentionally iced out Candy. She's a very smart woman. I think she knew it and saw, if I don't exit, I'm going to be exited. What's your thought?
Maybe, but that's still different than the reality Montiche situation where the phone rings and it's like, we're going to cool you off. And how do you want to announce this? Do you, you know, all these people, you know, this and that. And Anne-Marie at least is being honest. Dorinda was honest. Everyone else says, you know, I'm taking some time off. You're not. You were fucking fired. So I believe, look, I stand by, nobody gets fired until after the reunion. Period. The end. It's fake news from the Jasmine brand when they say Robin Dixon is let go. Is Robin Dixon going to be let go? Yes. Is she let go when the Jasmine brand announces it before the reunion? No. No offense to the Jasmine brand. Nobody is let go or given a contract before the reunion. So Candace did quit. She quit. She wasn't fired because nobody's getting fired. There was no phone call, save face. That would come the day after the reunion. Which is why I think Candace is so fucking smart. Because if this happened after the reunion, I would be saying, oh, Candace was fucking fired. The fact that it happened before the reunion, she did leave on her own. Now, you bring up a good point. Was she going to be fired if not? And she's that smart and she just wanted to save grace and say, I'm moving on to other things. I don't know. Was she really going to be fired? Maybe, but I'm not sure. But I think regardless, we'll never know. So it's a really smart play to take yourself out of that cesspool of fired housewives and then try to have a career. It does give you it doesn't mean you have the career, but it gives you a little bit of clout of like, I walked away because I'm an actress and a singer, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think she's got a lot of irons in the fire. I think she could be another person that we've talked about that can have a whole other career beyond housewives. What's your crystal ball telling you? I mean, where do you think you've said this RHOP is going on pause? You believe,
I feel it.
You believe this is the beginning of the end. What does that mean?
I believe this is the beginning of the end for housewives that like, this is what I'm doing my Patreon on. Like, I go back to this. This will be a teaser for the Patreon. But like, if you're used to two checks a year, just say you're Giselle Bryant and you're used to two checks a year. You film for however many months and then it airs and you get your 700,000 and then you do the same thing again and you get two 700,000s. You get 1.4. When we have a 6 month or whatever hiatus, you're only getting 700,000 this year. So you're not fired. Even if the show comes back, we are really stretching it all out now, right? We have two exceptions. We have three. Salt Lake would start two. Salt Lake would start right away because of Reality Montes and all this. And we have Beverly Hills, where over one, the only franchise right now that has over one, really, although Atlanta did, but that's broken. So everything else is this pause. Where is New York? I know. We're going to know any day. I don't care if we know right now in the middle of this conversation. It still was a long pause for New York. Jersey filmed right away-ish. And guess what? We then didn't air it. We shelved it forever. And now it's going to start. So New York was on this long hiatus. Jersey, Miami, rumor is it's on pause until September. Yeah, right. We'll see about that. 400,000 people watching. Right. Like that's what you think. Because we're not going to, you know, and now Potomac will be that. And Atlanta's been on pause. So it's like, do you realize everything is now a huge gap? So at best, you're not fired and you're getting half the pay. You can look at it any way you want. It's one paycheck a year versus two. We're not drawing it out because everything is great and hunky-dory, no pun intended. And I don't think all the legal stuff with Andy and all this, I mean, that's not why, but it ain't helping. It's like somebody is coming in and saying like, all of this shit is happening and there's no fucking ratings. Like it's the beginning of the end. And if people don't realize that, and we will go into that more on Patreon, you're just kidding yourselves. I'm sorry. I just live in reality. I'm not trying to be negative. I have to live in reality.
I feel like these shows are going to continue. I mean, you know, here's the thing, right? I cover all these TLC shows, yes, that have a much less They have a very cult following, but it is not as rampant online as what we have in Bravo, right? Like, I can walk
Yes.
into a room and I last night, right? We were at podcast movement meetings. And, you know, I was talking to some of the women about Thousand Pound Sisters and Sister Wives. I mean, they were like, what? I'm not familiar with any of these shows. I think they'd heard of nine, they definitely had heard of 90 Day Fiance, right? But I mean, in a way, TLC has always gone with the mantra of like, we do not create stars. You know, we're a fly on the wall production. We just want to observe people's real lives. We're a fly on the wall.
Love
And they
that.
have none of the fanfare of Bravo, but yet these show, th but they're doing fairly well, and these shows continue and continue, but they have none of the meetups, the groups. So I just don't, I mean, the Housewives franchise is so big. I mean, I just think, do we get down to maybe four? Do we have Beverly Hills, Salt Lake, Atlanta, and maybe, I'm trying to think of who else, New York.
Jersey.
Oh, Jersey. Right. Do you just get rid of New York
I
altogether? And
believe if we're going to have four, personally, if we're going to have four, I believe those are the four. Now, we might have a decent season of RHOC coming up with Alexis and Shannon. That would be the fifth, but right, let's not give it too much credit. I think Potomac and Miami, goodbye. And I think, and by the way, God, I mean, I can't reveal it here. I gotta save something for my Patreon. I have very reliable source information on Salt Lake and the future of that. Like, let's not count that as being in the mix.
I
That
look,
might, no, that's
I don't
not
have
so. I
any.
have information, and I really, this is not a shameless plug. I got something to say.
I could care less about Salt Lake without reality Von Teese. I don't care. I just don't. She was
Von
messy. The
Teese.
mom, the disaster. I mean, that would have been great. I just think that some form of Housewives will continue. I think these girls' trips are doing okay,
No,
so they
I
continue.
think Girls Trip is over.
Really?
I
I thought.
do. I think the
Wow.
format, now we have GOAT coming with Zarin. I think that, and Dodie, I think the format of mixing reality stars from different things because of the villains, but really because of traitors, I think that is the trend. I think these shows
I
are
do
going to
too.
continue, and we love seeing Big Brother hanging with someone from The Challenge, hanging with
Me
Jill
too.
Zarin, hanging with a Vanderpump, hanging with a Shaw. So I think that trend is ignited because of the traitors. And the villains did good enough. House of Villains will have Teresa heading into there now. Yeah, I think that's the trend. I think we have so many shows to pull from. I mean, Jesus, imagine if you start pulling in Spencer and Heidi and Kristen Cavallari and I mean Jersey Shore, throw Angelina in there. I mean, this is endless. Endless.
I agree. I think they do things like that, but I think in the I think we are getting we're going to whittle down these franchises. And I'll just say it. I mean, for whatever reason, and maybe it is really that toxic. But even Kathy Griffin, before you and I hopped on, was doing an interview and talking about how Housewives have come to her, and the producers have said to them, "If there's not a fight in every scene, then your job is on the line." I mean, you know, people are coming for Bravo. They want Bravo gone. I don't know. I mean, right? Don't you think there's so much attack on Bravo? I think that they are going to try to keep a qu much quieter profile and pull back. And I think you could see some of these shows absolutely disappear.
You gotta just keep listening to us because we'll be here talking about it all, whether they're on the air or not. By the way, if they're not on the air, my life will be so much easier. Selfishly, so much
One
easier.
last, two last real quick things. Monique Samuel's absolutely not coming back to RHOP. She already put that out there.
Don't think about it, she says. Don't ask. Don't
Done.
ask.
And
And
what do you
she
make of
means
Portia?
it. She
Yeah.
means
Oh
it.
yeah. I've known Monique for a long time. You know Monique. She's totally done. She and Chris Samuels years ago. I mean, I filmed the scene with them because I hosted her live podcast. Filmed a scene for Potomac, and they were over it then. I mean, they were way over it then, and that was long before the divorce and the pet menagerie and all of it. So, yeah.
What was the bird? Was her Tosco? What the hell is that bird's name? I did a whole RIP. Yeah, no,
T'Challa,
that
wasn't it? T'Challa?
T'Challa. Yes,
Died in a freak
T'Challa.
accident. Yeah.
T'Challa. RIP. T'Challa. Baby, see, do you see why I say I don't remember? I drank. barely drink, but it's enough. Cautious, you know, is saying that Simon changed the locks, and Simon's saying that Cautious, what did she do? Showed up with some gunman or something? What's happening with Cautious?
Little threat to old Simon. I don't know. You know, I mean, it's a he said, she said, but according to him, he says she showed up. I don't know if it was a relative or a friend, but somebody had a gun visible to just let Simon know that they're around.
Fuck with Porsche. Just give her the money and let her be.
I feel like I saw a picture. Did Porsche have a kid with Dennis? Did Porsche have, is Porsche's daughter with Dennis, the hot dog?
Yeah. Pink. Yeah. Pilar. You saw a picture of Pilar?
No, I saw a picture of Dennis. I thought Dennis looked good.
Oh, Dennis, the man. The difference between all this drama with Porsches and Zolciak is Porsches is still keeping her head above. There's still a bit of class. He might have a gun in the picture. But she hasn't gone, you know, that low like Zolciak, who's not welcome back on Bravo, although she's apparently saying she is in the mix for her own reality show or something. I mean, is this more clickbait from Kim, or is this like the real deal?
Kim does not have two nickels to rub together, and anytime she can film herself purchasing anything or filling herself with more, I mean, people do need to realize, I'm sure, because she knows people are going to get so much hate, whoever's doing her injections is probably doing them for
I saw that. And
I guess, although I'm not sure that, to be honest, I'm not sure Kim Zolciak is like the best. I don't know. Is that like who you want to give free promotion to? I don't know.
No. I want nothing to do with Kim Zolciak. Unless, of course, if she wants to come on the podcast, then I'd love to talk to her. But like, beyond, if I see her standing across the room, I'm okay. I'm okay. I don't like to cross rooms all the time. Sometimes.
Again, another incredible TV legend. Incredible. But I mean, lost her way. Like, none of these people have any advisors being like,
guys, don't quit your office job. For all you accountants, school teachers, marketing professionals, keep the 401k, keep on the path. Just don't be envious of the other side.
Oh, look at this, Dennis. Like, this is the best I think I've ever seen the old Dennis look. I thought Dennis.
You want to fuck Dennis, don't you?
I, you know what? I'm not now. I'm like, oh, this hot dog king ain't so bad. Let me show you the photo before.
You want the hot dog king's hot dog girl?
Now I thought to myself, what a come up for Dennis.
By the way, take a peek at Ralph Pittman's IG. You know, he's going through this divorce with Drew or whatever the fuck is going on. It's all helping him, man. He's looking good. Oh yeah. Oh yes.
Dennis in this Vans with Pilar. I guess it's a really tiny one. I guess this is not helpful for our audience, but he's in the van.
He's not looking so bad, darling.
I know. Dennis is like looking spell. It looks a little
Dennis
handsome.
Is all right, Dennis, my man.
I think it's the square, the awful square glasses he had when he was on RHOA. He's ditched, and he looks much better with like a round set of glasses.
Ain't so bad.
Hey, Dennis.
Who the fuck did I marry? Portia Williams admits the revelation of Simon Kabadia's sketchy past is the main reason she filed to divorce. Didn't want to be married to a stranger. Your job is to protect PJ and I, and you have not. Okay. A new statement by Porsches. Well, Porsches, if we ever announce the cast of RHOA in about a year and a half when we film and get the contract signed, we'll be seeing it on air with Porsches. 2025, maybe 26. Love you.
Adios, gorgeous. See you later.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to yet another episode of Behind the Velvet Rope. Because without you listeners, I would just be a crazy person with voices in my head. And if you like what you hear, subscribe on Apple Podcasts under Behind the Velvet Rope. And when you're done subscribing, feel free to leave a 5-star write-up review, because the write-up reviews actually count. We read each and every one of them. We post the best ones, and the reviews really help our shows keep going. And we really appreciate everything you guys say, especially the positive ones. And if you want to find us online, we're at Behind Velvet Rope on Instagram. We are at David Yontef on Instagram. We're Behind the Velvet Rope on Apple Podcasts. Or head on over to Patreon, because you know what? There are just some things we can't talk about here. So for our bonus episodes, go to Patreon and type in Behind the Velvet Rope. And if you still aren't sick of me and you want more David, go to Cameo and book me on Cameo. And you can ask me anything there. I'll answer whatever you want. And I have a bargain basement price of $10. Thank you guys. See you soon.